When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only 3-in-1 podcast.
1, 2, 3. On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Podcasting since 2006. Yes, I am your host, Taylor Merrick. It's hard to believe how many years have gone by. A new year is upon us. Looking back upon this particular podcast of mine and all the iterations that it's gone through over the years and everything that has happened since then, it's been a wild and crazy roller coaster ride of basically a decade and a half. Almost 2 decades now, and kind of got me thinking, oh, quick announcement first. For those of you who don't know, some of you might know, but for a duration of about a year and a half, about 100 of my episodes did not go to the correct episode. So say, for example, you wanted to listen to episode 5. Well, it wouldn't have episode 5 play. Instead, it was linking to like episode 50. That was only just something I recently figured out and I recently fixed. It seems to be a trend on this show. So then I was listening to my early episodes and I was like, why did I not have episodes, like 30 episodes during this one duration of time? And that's because, well, for an entire month, my computer was down in the shop and needed to be fixed, and it was down for another month because I had to figure out a website, and then I broke the theme, and I had to figure that one out and fix it as well, and that was no fun, and only to, you know, deal with a funeral in the midst of all of that, man, it's, and now it's 2024. 2023 is in the books. Hope you all are doing well, longtime listeners, new listeners. It just reminds me of, you know, back when I had the frustrations of that 3-4 month hiatus back in the early years of the show. And now I've essentially gone an entire year between this episode and the previous episode of this show, not having recorded another episode, even though it was my goal, it was my intention. It was something I wanted to do. I enjoy podcasting. But the reality is that life throws curveballs. And the only constant is change. I also have several clients that I do podcast production services for. And I've been consistent in that. And they've enjoyed the fruits of the labor there. And they're enjoying their shows and their audiences, which is fantastic. I love seeing people connect with their audience finally and do it in the podcasting medium. I love it. It's one of the initial things that hooked me into the internet and has continued throughout. And then obviously it's past November, my other grandfather died. It was an interesting past November. And then, you know, reminiscing on my show in the past, when I had that hiatus of 30 episodes, you know, that was another grandfather that I was close to. So yeah, I really see this entire show really encompassing my life. How else would I view it? I mean, I've had a vlog for a time. I did live streaming for a time. All the people and experiences and things that I've done over the years, it kind of all encompasses right back into what started it all, which was a podcast. And it's a common thread throughout all of it. And man, it's just been a fun experience. It's been a fun, wild ride so far. Even now that I've fixed all of the episodes, so that now if you play episode 5, you'll listen to episode 5. But even on listening back to the episodes, making sure that the episodes were in the correct order, listening to my On the Dorm edition, as crazy as it was, I was doing interviews, I was still doing my show. People at college didn't believe me then that I could have a podcast, much less a show, much less a listener base, only to then go into several jobs and careers in which people still didn't understand. It was much the same confusion. What? You have a online web presence? What? You have a podcast? What? You're heard in over 120 some odd countries around the world? Yes. Yes. This is something that the podcast has allowed me to explore and enjoy and grow into and improve. And as I'm thinking here, you know, one of the biggest things outside of the topics that I've covered and talked to you over the years and other people that I've brought on the show, one thing that I've enjoyed the most, that at one point in time I had a podcast and it was my goal to go out and find people, and that show has since pod faded. I love talking to people. And so I think, at least in terms of how I'm thinking currently in 2024, for episodes moving forward, I'm thinking of transitioning more into bringing on more guests onto the show, connecting with them, you know, having conversations, learning what they know, and really being able to connect with more guests and share their knowledge and expertise. And I think that's something that I want to continue. So all that to say, thanks for listening. Thanks for your support over all these years. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a regular listener, you know, welcome back. My goal and my plan is to continue to produce more episodes on a regular basis. I'm hoping weekly, but having more guests on and learning from them, their expertise, their knowledge, and what they want to share, you know, with you guys and what I can learn as well. So stay tuned. If you have any questions, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, feel free to reach out. I'm not that hard to get a hold of. Contact form, social media profiles, email, you name it. I look forward to hearing from you guys. I look forward to putting out more content for you guys and having awesome guests on the show. So stay tuned. Stay safe. Have a fantastic 2024. And we'll talk soon, all right?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.